Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you today here in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key, routes 11 and 15. Happy holidays to all of you. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day as a precursor to Bull Swag.
Here's Voracek at the side of the goal. Kicked away from him. The loose puck. Voracek turns. He scores! Jake Voracek with a last-minute goal in overtime in the last 9 seconds of OT.
Flyers won last night, huh? About that. Well. Okay. That's our play-by-play call of the day. All right, here we go. You've been waiting for it. Bull Swag. There are rules to Bull Swag. Sports Business Journal's 11th annual rundown of gift packages. Here are the rules. The NCAA says each player can get no more than $550. And 125 players on each roster qualify. But if the school feels they need more, they can buy it. So here we go. We'll do this in the order in which the games are played. We start with the Gildan New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque on December 17th. Texas San Antonio and New Mexico, they will get a gift suite. Oakley sunglasses, Enduro 25 backpack, Bluetooth earbuds, beanie, Gildan stadium blanket, cap, and a selfie stick. The Las Vegas Bowl presented by Geico. At 3:30 on the 17th, San Diego State against Houston. Everyone will get a gecko. Just kidding. Gift suite, Oakley backpack, beanie, and a cap. The Raycon Media Camellia Bowl, Montgomery, Alabama. December 17th, Toledo against Appalachian State. They get a gift suite. Now, the gift suite, by the way, is a wide variety where the players get to choose what they want. So that's what the gift suite means, okay? Gift suite, fossil watch, coin, hat, beanie, OGO duffel bag, big game autograph football. The AutoNation Cure Bowl presented by Florida Hospitals will be in Orlando. 7 o'clock on the 17th, UCF against Arkansas State. Sports watch, warm-up jacket and pants, portable charger, dry-fit long-sleeve shirt, and a backpack. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. In the Superdome, Southern Mississippi against Louisiana State, to get a gift suite and a fossil watch. Again, whatever, I don't know what the value of the fossil watch is, but whatever it is, then you subtract that, and the gift suite is what the, you know, whatever number remains you can spend at the in the gift suite. Okay, which I think they can do online. December 19th, there's one game, the Miami Beach Bowl. Tulsa against Central Michigan at Marlins Park. Under Armour backpack, hat and sunglasses, eye slide sandals, portable power bank, beach paddle ball set, and a football. So far, Sean is underwhelmed. The Boca Raton Bowl on December 20th at FAU Stadium. Western Kentucky against Memphis. They get a gift suite and, quote, other items. December 31st, the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. It'll be BYU against Wyoming. You get a gift suite, a fossil watch, and a new era cap. December 22nd, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise. Idaho against Colorado State. The players will get a gift suite, Oakley backpack, beanie, a football, proof eyewear, sunglasses. Several games on December 23rd. including the Bahamas Bowl, Popeye's Bahamas Bowl. This will be in Nassau in the Bahamas, Old Dominion against Eastern Michigan. They get a gift suite, a Swell insulated drink bottle, Jabba Bluetooth speakers, drawstring backpack, beach towel, bullpen. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. They all get an F-14. Just kidding. It's at Fort Worth and Amon Carter Stadium. Navy against Louisiana Tech. Each player gets a gift suite. Finrod's Festive Wear Holiday Sweater. A football and a beanie. The Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Troy against Ohio. They all get $500 gift cards to Dollar General. No, just kidding. They get a leather duffel bag. Pure Boom wireless headphones, Wilson Souvenir game ball, RTIC soft pack 40 cooler, Timely Watch Company, Company Watch. The Hawaii Bowl on December 24th in Honolulu, Middle Tennessee State against Hawaii. Electronics gift suite, Oakley backpack and Holbrook sunglasses, Tory Richard Aloha shirt, beach towel, Pro Athletic surf trunks, and team performance gear. So far, you're underwhelmed.
Although I do like the, so I guess the gift suite's kind of probably like a gift card where they just kind of go carte blanche,
right,
where they
right.
just don't
that
go
they,
over their quota.
Right. They pick. They get a limit. If it goes over the limit, they have to pay the extra.
I mean, describing it doesn't sound all that exciting, but that gives them more flexibility
right.
of what they want, if they want
sure.
sweatsuits or
right.
stuff with the bowl logo on it or whatever.
St. Petersburg Bowl. Tropicana Field, Miami of Ohio against Mississippi State. Gift suite, Oakley Turbine sunglasses, and Enduro 20 backpack. The Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field in Detroit, Boston College against Maryland. $200 Best Buy gift card, JBL headphones, life-size fathead decal for each participant of his likeness. Hoodie, winter hat, Rock'em apparel socks, backpack, vintage football. Now they get a personalized fathead. Okay. Now it's not like the old days when it was the Poulin Weed Eater Independence Bowl, but I think they're making a step in the right direction with the Camping World Independence Bowl. Okay. In Shreveport, NC State against Vanderbilt. They get a gift suite, Timely Watch Company watch, new era skull cap, and a football. December 27th, the Heart of Dallas Bowl. The Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Takes place at the Cotton Bowl at, Stadium at Fair Park. Army against North Texas. A gift suite, an Amazon Echo Dot, and a football. The Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. At Navy Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis, Wake Forest against Temple. A $300 Microsoft gift card, Under Armour backpack, a beanie, and headphones. The National Funding Holiday Bowl in San Diego, Minnesota against Washington State. They get a gift suite, Fossil Watch, a new era cap. Motel 6 Cactus Bowl. Chase Field in Phoenix, home of the Diamondbacks. Baylor against Boise State. They'll get a gift suite, an OGO Baja 70 backpack, fossil watch, and mixer bottle. December 28th. Get to that day. And that game will feature Northwestern against Pitt in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, and naturally their gifts will be at Yankee Stadium, a variety of New Era products. Russell Athletic Bowl in Orlando. Miami against West Virginia. $300 Best Buy shopping trip. Timely Watch Company watch. iSlide sandals, beach towel, athletic performance pullover. There was a player for Virginia Tech 2 years ago that took his $300 Best Buy shopping trip from the Russell Athletic Bowl. You know what he did with it? He went to the line, found a kid, and gave the kid his $300 gift card.
That is so cool.
The Foster Farms Bowl in Santa Clara between Indiana and Utah. Gift suite, fossil watch, Timbuktu backpack. Avocare V100 Texas Bowl. in Houston at NRG Stadium, the home of the Super Bowl this year. Kansas State against Texas A&M. A gift suite, belt buckle, Adidas backpack, high slide sandals. And we work to December 29th, the Birmingham Bowl at Legion Field. South Florida against South Carolina. A gift suite, ESPN beanie, power charger and USB adapter, and a souvenir football. The Belk Bowl in Charlotte. Virginia Tech against Arkansas. They all get a shopping trip to Belk Department Store, and they'll also get a Fossil watch.
A lot of watches and sandals.
So far, yes, you are correct. Valero.
But it's funny, when you said gift suite, I was thinking, okay, they actually walk into a suite at the stadium and go shopping. It's like they fill a suite with swag and...
No.
Okay.
No, this is not the Filene's basement sale, where fights ensue. The Valero Alamo Bowl in San Antonio at the Dome, Oklahoma State and Colorado. An Apple Watch Nike Plus, a $110 Best Buy gift card, MyCharge Hub Plus portable charger, Team Panoramic Photo, and a mini helmet.
Some of those Apple Watches go between $300-$400. That's probably the lower level one, I would think, since it has to stay within a certain amount.
The odds of it telling time appear long.
More options than you think on that thing. I'm an Apple guy, but I'm not in the market for an Apple Watch.
Let's get to the AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis. And the matchup there will be TCU against Georgia, a Bass Pro Shops shopping trip, Oculus Pro Team HD binoculars, Bulova watch, Nike athletic shoes, sports sandals, backpack and sunglasses, and a football. The Hyundai Sun Bowl in El Paso, North Carolina against Stanford, a gift suite, Timely Watch Company Silver Tone Watch, Majestic Pro Base Fleece Pullover, Ogeopolitan Backpack, and an Under Armour Cap and a coin. Next up on the list, Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl in Nashville, Nebraska against Tennessee. Simple, a gift suite and a Fossil watch. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson. South Alabama against Air Force. Red inflatable Big Lazy Couch. Selco watch. Ogeo rucksack. Beats by Dr. Dre Power Beats 2 headphones with case. And No Sweat specialty socks. Okay. The Capital One Orange Bowl. Florida State against Michigan. At Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, a gift suite, Torno watch, a shut mini helmet. Next up on December 31st, the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Louisville against LSU. Okay, a Timely Watch Company watch, EA Sports video game, iSlide sandals, $25 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, and $305 Best Buy shopping trip. Notice the 305. That must be the number that gets you to 550. So you must have had, what, $245 in the other stuff, and that 305 gets you to 550. TaxSlayer Bowl, Jacksonville, Everbank Stadium, Georgia Tech against Kentucky. Fossil watch, carry-on bag, Under Armour sunglasses, football, bobblehead with player's face. Now, that's cool. See, the bobblehead has the player's face, name, and uniform number. Now, that's kind of cool, actually. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Alabama against Washington. $300 vanilla Visa gift card by Incom, JBL Bluetooth speaker, Fossil watch, and a football.
I wonder if they're like official game day footballs.
I think they're probably logoed footballs. That would be my guess. I think they're logoed footballs. You know, probably white so they can autograph them. PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, Glendale, Arizona. Clemson against Ohio State. Gift suite, or if you want to decline the gift suite, you can get a PS4 game and accessory bundle. OGO Throttle Backpack Fossil Watch and a Football. January 2nd, Outback Bowl, Raymond James Stadium, Iowa against Florida. Gift Suite, Fossil Watch, Coin, Cap, Beanie, OGO Duffel Bag, Big Game Autograph Football. Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Western Michigan against Wisconsin. Set of white walls. Just kidding.
Nineteen-inch rims.
Okay. This is the one bowl that would not disclose what they were giving out.
Okay,
would not disclose. Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. Penn State against USC in Pasadena. Each player will get a gift suite, a fossil watch, an OGO backpack, new era 950 snapback adjustable hat. The All-State Sugar Bowl, Mercedes-Benz Superdome, New Orleans, Auburn against Oklahoma. You get a gift suite, a fossil watch with custom tin, and a new era cap. Finally, the College Football Playoff National Championship game in Tampa. And the only gift they will get is, it says here, quote, an iconic gift. That's all it says. Most watches, rings, clothing, luggage, and footballs are custom made with the bowl logo. Gift suites are set up as private events in which the 125 game participants per school are given an order form, and they are allowed to select a gift or gifts up to a value that is predetermined by each specific bowl. And again, you cannot exceed the $550 limit on anything. And additional packages can be purchased by the school. So I hope that explains all of that. All right. Bowl swag 2016. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Swag for the year. Absolutely. And our thanks to our good friends at Sports Business Journal, who do a great job of tracking that stuff all the time. I mean, they do a great job tracking that stuff all the time.
Speaking of the business of sports, yeah, you'll get to finally get a chance to connect face to face with Tony Knopp when you get out to the Rose Bowl. That'd be pretty cool.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Tony, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that very much. I hope he stops by the booth. I will try to seek him out. The guy I wanted to seek out the other night, and look, he kind of lose. You lose time. I mean, I came over with the team, for example. So that means you get there a little bit later. But I wanted to say, I know Chris Childers from Sirius XM was there. And I've been on his show several times. He and Rick Neuheisel, I'll tell you right now, Neuheisel is one of the few guys where you just sit there and he just tells you what the deal is. Okay? Just tells you what the deal is.
Actually, just heard him earlier today. He was with Dan Patrick on his show earlier.
Right. I mean, Neuheisel just knows what he's doing.
Hey, the one show I've been getting into this past college football season was Inside College Football on CBS Sports Network, where he's on there with Adam Zucker.
Again, I mean, he just knows what he's doing.
Pretty good with the guitar, too.
Oh, no, he's done that forever.
Yeah.
He's done that forever. Jim Delaney said today that the college football playoff field selection this year did not provide any impetus to move to eight teams. I think what Penn State fans have to do somehow in this discussion is to take the emotion out of it and weigh the pros and cons of an 8-team playoff. And, I mean, you'd have to go with 5 plus 3, the 5 conference champions plus 3 at-large bids.
Now, the original deal for 4 teams was, what, 8 years?
Yes. And I don't think, you know, it's interesting because Mark Emmer, I know I feel like I, to some Penn State fans, I just invoked a name that they're not fond of, said that they appear to be on the path to 8. And part, look, the what's going to push this is going to be money. It's not going to be the emotion of who's left out. It's going to be money that pushes. If they go to 8, it'll all be because of cash.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Bet my granny is going to the company holiday party.
He's usually an early arrival and then kind of sneaks out the door when no one.
Yeah, knows. There's a shocker.
That'd make a big production.
I mean, the first person there's the suit.
He'll get there before me tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm working tomorrow night, so I'm out.
I'll have one for you.
Might as well have 4.
Okay.
All right.
But now it'll be great to see, you know, the suit, the chief, Coach Hort. We'll have the little sports table. They'll hold court over in one end of the room, and it'll be fun to have. It's usually where I hang out with mostly.
All right. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh was asked how he's gotten over the loss to Ohio State, and he answered by saying it was tough and then quoted an English folk song about Andrew Barton. I am hurt, but I am not slain. I lay me down and bleed a while, then I'll rise and fight again. Oh, brother. Okay. He's the sports buzz of the day. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to quote. Yeah, great. Interesting. Meanwhile, James Franklin named Sporting News National Coach of the Year. Not bad. And that, you know, that's emblematic of the job the staff has done this year. I mean, that's what that means, is that is what the staff has done. Now, look, they've done a great job with this team. Above all, and I have pointed this out many times over the last 3 years, and I've said one of the more important things that he has done, and people who listen to the show on a regular basis can probably start rolling on the quote, is that he has never deviated from the plan. He has not panicked. And to me, that has been one of the more important aspects of what he has done to get Penn State to this point. Obviously, you have to recruit well. Obviously, you have to achieve a positional balance. Obviously, you have to build depth, and then you have to coach it well, and you have to scout it well, and then you have to adjust well. That's obvious. But in the big picture, when you have a plan, once in a while your hand might be forced to deviate from the plan, but you have to do whatever you can to resist deviating from the plan, unless you're forced to adjust. You got to look around and say, you know, we're going to have to do this. He had a plan that's a long-term plan. He had 65 scholarships the first year. They played the Pinstripe Bowl with 41 scholarship players. So between the players they redshirted and the players that were hurt, he had 41 available for the Pinstripe Bowl. He did not panic that year and start yanking redshirts off of guys so he could maybe steal a game. He felt long-term it was in the best interest of the player. Remember, that's the most important thing. It was in the best interest of the player and also the best interest of the program that they redshirt. Second year, 75 scholarship players. Same story. About, 16, 17 guys redshirt. Urban Charles, Juwan Johnson. I mean, guys are making contributions this year as redshirt freshmen. Ryan Bates, Stephen Gonzalez, Andre Robinson. And again, same story. Did not deviate from the plan. Did not start yanking red shirts off of guys because he looked around and said, look, I could maybe steal a game in November, but is it in the long-term interest of the player for me to do it? And is it in the long-term interest of the program to do it?
And I see you don't have it on your phone screen. You have a little bit of a computer issue between yours and mine, but we do have a call at 800-795-9565. We got Larry checking in from Central Pennsylvania. Had a passionate question.
Hey, Larry, how are you today? We apologize for any delay.
Very good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And my question is, I'm a former high school football player in Central PA. I'm a veteran, and I've been watching Penn State football since the late 60s when you were in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. I was in Vietnam when that took place. And like I say, this offense I've watched this year, aside from 94, might be the best that I've ever seen out there. And my question is, there's a lot of rumors flying around. Is Joe Moorhead going to stay, or is he gone?
Well, first of all, let's get to the most important part of that, and that is thank you so much, Larry, for your service. All of us are better off for what you did. Thank you. Especially today on the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Absolutely. I hope people do not ever forget that.
Yes. Joe Moorhead's an interesting spot. Obviously, there are stories out there that when we were in Indianapolis, he did interview for the Purdue job, according to stories there, which eventually went to Jeff Brohm, who left Western Kentucky. Now, obviously, there are some openings now, one of them notably being Temple, because Matt Rhule just took the Baylor job. South Florida's open, and there's some rumors about maybe Boston College, but right now Steve Addazio is still the coach there. I mean, Joe Moorhead has to weigh at the moment what's best for him and what's best for his family. Now, he just moved his family here. Do you jump at a job, because it is a head coaching job in FBS, or would you like to stay settled for another year with your family and then see what happens and weigh that? So that's going to have to be personally what his options happen to be and how he has to weigh it. Is the job that he would be seeking and say he were to be offered better than the situation he has now, and would it be better off for his family than what it is now? And that's what he has to answer.
Yeah. I would, if I was in that situation, I would like to finish off what I've started. He's come in and started something that's exceptional with a lot of exceptional young athletes. I'm one who is wishing that he sticks around, finishes the job, and then if he wants to move on and has the opportunity, fine. But I hate to see it. I myself, I'd hate to see him just up in the middle of this, walk off somewhere else. I think with the talent that they have next year, the sky's the limit.
It certainly does feel that way, Larry, if they can stay healthy. And that's
right.
It's been amazing how they've been able to overcome the injuries they have. Brent Pry and Joe Moorhead both showed me something this year in this area. They both have a real feel for their personnel, the flow of the game, the tempo of the game, and the game itself. They both have a great feel for it, which I think shows how they're able to adjust the way they've adjusted as games have gone.
I also like to give a little shout out to line giver. That's what I did, offensive line coach. And he did an absolutely excellent job. Those kids were, they had their feet where they should be. They were on their toes. It was just an exceptional job. Like, him and Joe worked very well together. So, you know, I hate to see that disappear, but obviously, like you said, that's what I was after. I'd just kind of get a feel for things, and I guess we'll just have to go from there.
Yeah, we just have to go from there. But, you know, Matt Linegrover is a pro's pro as an offensive line coach. And I think it really helped Matt Linegrover a lot this year that he was only the offensive line coach, because the last few years he has been doubling up as offensive line coach and offensive coordinator at Minnesota. I think locking in and just doing one job did him a world of good, and it also did a world of good for the offensive line here.
Yeah. Okay. You answered my question. I didn't think you could really give me a straight out yes or no, but I just thought I'd call and ask. And
It's hard to tell because, I mean, in other words, I haven't seen Joe. I haven't talked to him since Thursday night. So, you know, at least I gave you the parameters of what you'd be thinking about that.
Right. No, that's great. That's great. I appreciate that. I like to listen to you and Jack, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you. That means a lot to us. Appreciate that very much, Larry.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call and passing the time of day.
Thank you for listening. I want to wish you and all of yours happy holidays.
Same to you.
All right. 800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the FMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Merce family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Academic All Big Ten announced in football today, and here are the Penn Staters that made the Academic All Big Ten honor roll. They include wide receiver Gordon Bentley in finance, Saeed Blacknall, telecommunications, Manny Bowen in DUS, Division of Undergraduate Studies, Ryan Buchholz, Division of Undergraduate Studies. Now, keep in mind, Bowen and Buchholz don't have to declare their major as true sophomores till the end of this year. Or the end of next semester. Jake Cooper, communications. Brian Gaia, labor and employment relations. Greg Garrity, advertising and public relations. Mike Gasicki, advertising and public relations. Chris Godwin, telecommunications. Chris Gula, finance. Grant Haley, advertising and public relations. Deshaun Hamilton, telecommunications. Jawan Johnson, theater. Zach LaDonis, aerospace engineering. It's another guy I can't talk to. Actually, Zach's one of the nicest guys out there. Trace McSorley, accounting. Academic All Big Ten. Andrew Nelson, kinesiology. Brandon Smith, out of Winfield, nutritional studies. Garrett Taylor, communications. Tyler Yazian, information sciences and technology. Yaz, by the way, is also a co-CITA Academic All-American for the second consecutive year. So there's your Academic All-Big Ten announced today as well. All right. Sure are a lot of starters in there. It's pretty cool when your starting quarterback's one of them. So that's that was announced today. So congratulations to them. They have the week off this week. Some of the younger players that are in the, quote, non-travel squad, they're doing some workouts with the GAs this week. The first part of practices are going to be about player development. Then they will lock in on practices on USC. There's a lot to lock in on USC, too. Sam Darnold is a really good quarterback. He doesn't force the ball. They do a lot of stuff underneath. And when you look at it, he uses his tight ends well. He has a great release, and he moves well. Ronald Jones is a good tailback. Powerfully built, some quicks. Juju Smith-Schuster is a really good wideout. I like the tight ends, too. Their offensive line is good, not great. Defensive line is good, not great. There's a there are a three-man front with four linebackers. Porter Gustin on the outside. The outside linebacker is probably the best of the group. Number 45, he can play. And Adoree Jackson and Iman Marshall, the two corners, are really good. Jackson, I think, is I think Jackson's going to be a very good pro corner. And not only that, he's a great kick returner. He has eight returns for touchdowns in his career. Four kickoff returns and four punt returns, and two each this year. He also has one interception return for a touchdown. He has, several receiving touchdowns and a rushing touchdown in his career. But he has 17 touchdowns in his career total between returns, receiving, rushing, and interceptions. It's pretty impressive.
So will the first true practice happen as soon as finals are done, or will they have some lighter practices while...
Yeah, they'll do some... I think they're doing some work this weekend. Next week they're going to do some work around finals. They've got to get something. Now, remember, because of the extra game... And first of all, let's get into something very quickly. 15 is a mythical number. As the number of practice, you have 15 extra practices. That's mythical. I think last year Penn State had 11. Now, they've already had four practices plus a game since the end of the regular season. All right? So last week, right, you know, they may have taken a little time off, maybe done something on the weekend, and then take a little time off and done something on this weekend. Well, guess what? Last week they did normal game practices and a game. So giving them this week off is the best thing to do. Buckle down on academics, get ready for finals, then we'll get back to work. They're going to get, I believe they're all going to get Christmas off and get to go home for Christmas. And they don't have to go to California, I don't think, till the 26th. Which is nice.
So the flight schedule is probably what, State College to Detroit to L.A.? Or to Chicago, or?
Well, no. There would be a charter, go straight.
Straight out?
Okay. Straight to L.A.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I remember going out there when Penn State played USC in the Coliseum. We did stop in Kansas City. I remember that. And then I think on the way back, we stopped in Des Moines. So, I mean, I think they may have to stop once. I mean, they might. Depends on what plane. If they get a 747, they won't have to stop. Now, going out, there's more of a possibility of stopping than coming back because you're going into the wind. Oh, believe me, I know all these things. Because I live it all the time.
That's your first rodeo.
Well, it's like I've taken so many flights. I mean, you figure out.
That's why I kind of brought up Detroit or Chicago. I figured you probably know a few connectors here and there.
Yeah, I mean, for them, it's a United Airlines flight, so it would if they had to stop. if they had to. I would guess they would stop at Chicago or Denver. How about that? Because those are both United hubs. That's if they had to stop. And if it's a 747, they'd fly it out of Harrisburg. The runway here is long enough for a 747, but it's not wide enough for a 747.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.